Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this beautiful March 31st day, 2019, as we take a look at what are we doing, What am I doing here? What are we doing here? What is this really all about? We'll talk a little bit about that. I want to not only thank you for being here, but I want to thank my sponsors who make all this possible. Without their tax-deductible gifts, without their donations on a quarterly and a monthly basis, this radio program would not exist. It would not be here on the air, and I want to thank them. I, of course, would love it if you joined them and made it possible for me to continue my work. It is only through your kindness that I am able to actually do any of this. Without your tax-deductible gifts, the ability to pay for radio, et cetera, I don't get to go on the air. So if you have enjoyed these programs, many of you have, I hope you will consider the idea of becoming a sponsor on a monthly or a quarterly basis. You can start as low as $50 a quarter or $25 a month. This makes a huge difference in what I am able to do. And your donations go out and serve people at hospice in the hospital that I go and visit each and every week. Your donations serve humankind by keeping the TV program on the air and functioning on our website at aspire.org. And you can go there and watch all sorts of TV programs that you will never see anywhere else on the internet, not anywhere, not on television, not anything. We have won 6 Emmys, and we've won 8 Tellys, and we have done some really good work to share with humankind, to help humankind, and I hope that you will avail yourself of these offerings. Believe me, they were not easy to make, but they were made in the heart of love to serve you, the viewing and listening audience. So go take a look at the website at aspire.org, and you'll see all the things that Aspire offers. And for your sponsorship, you get a lot of things. You get the message of the month each and every month on a different spiritual subject that I'm working on. You also get access to my podcast, video cast, and commentaries twice a month, and 122 discourses, TV discourses on many of the beautiful series that I did, from the Beatitudes to the Eightfold Path to Nobody Likes You Anyway to, oh my gosh, Passing Through the Fires, A Life Worth Living. There's all sorts of series there for you, and all of them are there to be of service to you, to help you in your spiritual quest, if you have one. So why don't you go take a look, become a sponsor, and help us. What am I doing? First question comes from Rich. He's the one I started this all out on. What am I doing here? It seems like a real, can I say this? I don't know. It seems like a real shit show. What am I doing, Rich? I said it. Uh-oh. Well, it is a shit show. And whether we like to admit it or not, it is. And none of us want to really admit it. We want to think that everything is just groovy, and that there isn't any real problems here. Like there's no, one of my students told me that there is no such thing as global warming. Really? Anyway, there's all sorts of craziness out there in the world today, and to me, it seems like there's a lot more than has ever been before, but I'm old. What do I know? You know, I don't relate to a lot of the things that are going on here in this world. So what is it? What are we doing here? Is there some kind of divine plan, quote unquote, like people think that God has a plan? Rich, here's the deal, and this is the best way I can describe it. for whatever reason in our past lives and in the many lives that we have lived, we find ourselves sitting here in these meat suits, in this carcass, in this body, and we are functioning in this world to deal with all sorts of ailments and difficulties that the human body provides. The first one, of course, is that of survival. That's a very, very big one. And most of us look in terms of our survival as being the most important thing in our life. So our life is dedicated basically to our human biology, our anatomy. And a lot of things depend upon our anatomy. I mean, from there, we have to go into our genetics that interpret this anatomy and make it what it is. You are fully in a body that is there due to all sorts of pedigrees that happened long before you entered into this body. You have family and all sorts of different biologies that comprise the makeup of your physicality. And sometimes those are pleasant to look at, and sometimes they're not. And the same thing is true with our psychology. Sometimes in this psychology that we have, there are pleasant things about it and unpleasant. But whatever it is for you and me, these are challenges. And it's interesting to see how in the beginning of our lifetime, all of these physicalities that we have seem very easy and don't seem like they're going to cause a lot of harm in our life. And so we kind of live recklessly in a kind of cavalier, reckless ambition with our bodies. The chemistry is right. The testosterone is right. All sorts of things are going on in the chemistry of the brain that we inherited, and we start to think in certain ways about being aggressive and finding our place in this world and finding out who we are and being king of the hill and looking at all the other bodies that think they're king of the hill. And estrogen rolls around in the women, and then pretty soon they want a baby, so they're looking for the biggest buck they can find, and that means B-U-C-K, and they're looking for a guy with some money and some ability to carve out a life that they think will be interesting to them or meaningful. They want babies so they can surround the wagons and pull them in a circle, and family will fight off the difficulties of survival, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And that's what most people are doing. They're surviving. And for what reason? For most part, I can't really tell you why most people survive. Knowing them as I do and meeting them as I do and listening to them at hospice and being there in their last moments of their life and everything, I can't really tell you. The only thing they can say to me, basically, Rich, is my accomplishments were making babies, family, and having money. And if they accomplished having money and having babies and making it easier on their babies to live their life due to the money, then they think they have done everything possible and this has been a good life. That's it. I'm not kidding you. I've been doing hospice for over 25 years, and I'm telling you, it's just the way it is. And I'll never forget this just recently happened. I went into hospice. A lady was making her transition. She was in her 80s. The husband was there. And all around her bed were pictures of their five children. Five children. Not one of them was there. Not one of them could be there for various reasons, according to the father and the mother. But she had their pictures around her. And so in the end, what she is doing is looking at pictures of what she made in her life. Now you say, oh, well, that's unusual. No, it's not unusual. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. Somehow the kids just can't find the time to be there or whatever. I don't know what that is. I really don't. But their lives are complicated, and they get complicated because they have children of their own and they have no one to take care of them and jobs and money and da 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 da. And pretty soon you start to really look at this thing of getting in the quagmire of living for a human body. All these human bodies are everywhere, all around. And there you are. I don't know what to say to you. What are you doing here? Most people are just trying to survive. They don't know why they're here. They don't give a dang about what it is that they're really here for. They don't care. They don't have the mental acumen to understand it. They don't have the mental acuity to digest it, to get it, or whatever it is. They just don't have it. Most people are mean-spirited. They do and say things that are unnecessarily angry and hostile. We don't like each other's color of skin. We look at each other as a threat. So what are you doing here? I'm going to kind of boil it down to something the Buddha said. And it's so beautiful. See how you love and what keeps you from your journey. And that's really why we're here, Rich, to see how we love. It's a very, very important thing. I hope that helps you, and I agree. It is a shit show. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. But Rich, you were right, and there's no better way to say it. The next question from Carol. She did not tell me where she listens. Is there someone in charge here? This whole world just seems to be in chaos, Carol. Yeah, Carol, I have often wondered the same thing. Of course, you know, the typical mentality, the pedestrian mentality thinks that there is this God in the sky somewhere or whatever, who is so intelligent that this God knows exactly what the heck it's doing and that it will guide and direct and has a plan for the world. Really, really. First of all, why would you make this craziness that we see here, this absurdity, this chaos? Have you talked to people? Have you ever talked to someone and wondered what moon, what star, what universe are you from? Most people are kind of out of control, as it were. They run off on craziness. They live off emotional hysteria, as I call it. And they become racist, and they become angry, and they become elementary in their minds. They become parochial. They don't want to see what they've done to themselves, who they are, what they are. They just don't want to do any of that. They just don't get it. Is there someone in charge here? No. There is an order. Now, I want you to understand this. There is an order to this life experience, and it's a very important order. This order is one that sustains spirituality, deep, profound integrity. It is a sense of merit, of virtue, of kindness, of love. It is love. But it isn't the love you want to have. It isn't the love that pleasures your body, that pleasures your emotions, that pleasures your intellect. It has nothing to do with any of that. And that's why we're so estranged from this order of life. Nothing in this world that is good, as Superman said, lasts very long because we have no soul. Because we are soulless people, we have not attained to the soul, and that has really been the purpose of living is to attain to the soul. We obtain rather than attain. We obtain objects, people, and things to get what we want so we can have a comfortable life. That's all it's about, a comfortable life, to get through this life and live for the body. And that's the sad aspect of it all. The body is subject to the environment that we have built. We are the ones that are making the rules. You are answering to people, Carol, you don't even know. People who do jobs in a kind of a government good kind of way, where they half-ass it all the time. People who don't take care of their work and don't see it as important. Little people like me who are doing little things. Most people don't do little things. They want to do big things, but they're not capable of doing them. Most people are not satisfied with their jobs, according to statistics, so they don't do their jobs well. You are subject to yourself. You are subject to your neighbor. We are all subject to each other. We are one, and it's a network that you are involved in. And once you understand that it is a network that you are involved in, then you come to understand why the world is the way it is. Most people do not pay attention to detail. They don't think it matters. Their whole attitude is, I don't want to do this. Somebody else should do it. Somebody else should do it. Everything you do, Carol, is sacred. So here's the way. There's no God in charge. Because if there really were, he's an idiot. And by the way, ladies, he's referred to as a man, not a woman. So if you're going to Me Too, you're going to have to Me Too God too. I mean, this guy let all sorts of terrible things happen, not only to women, but to men and children and animals and all sorts of things. What kind of idiot is this guy? He takes his own creations, they're screwed up in the beginning, and then he kills his only begotten son as a way of what? Showing his love for this earth, for his son, for the world? It's insane. And if you buy religion, you're crazy. There's something really wrong with you. And you need to go and have a psychologist or psychiatrist take a look at you, because there is some real heavy nutty stuff going on inside your brain, and it has to do with your genetics too. And if you look at your genetics, you will see that a lot of the things you believe in, everybody believes in. And if the world is the way it is, well, you know the old saying, you know, a million people can't be wrong. Oh, yes, they can. Nations are wrong. Governments are wrong. Religions are wrong. People are wrong. I've been wrong. Everybody's been wrong. So to have the idea that there's safety in numbers, to me, is insane. Just absolutely insane. So what is it we need to look at? What is it we need to do? You need to let your heart. You need to follow your heart like you would your conscience, or you would your maybe some sort of instinct that you might have. Instead of using human instinct, use your heart. And if you start to awaken to your heart ever so slightly, if you really start working on your heart, you will see your soul. For the first time in your life, you will recognize there is a soul. This soul is the quintessence of beauty, of light, of wisdom, of goodness. And it transcends all the craziness that most people live in. And people live in craziness. They really do. So when you start looking at your life and you're looking at the world and thinking, who the hell's in charge here? Which I have done the same thing, Carol. That's why I chose your email, because it was so absolutely perfect. Who is in charge here? Whoever it is, I could do a better job. So vote for me. I'll make teachers gods, and the whole world will our whole community would revolve around that, and the schools, and awakening people to all sorts of things, including science, insight, meditation, and the history of religion, which is an abomination. If you ever want to know why people are crazy, go look at politics and religion. It'll teach you a lot. Carol, thank you for your kind question. I got to get out of here. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question, real quick. This is from Kenneth. Is it possible to know what one is doing in this world? I mean, really know what they're doing? I haven't been. Kenneth, I love you. Kenneth lives in San Diego. Kenneth, you are an amazing man. I agree with you. Most of us have no idea what the heck we're doing. You know, we think we do. We think we're trying to do good, or we're trying to do something that is kind, and then it turns. No good deed in this world ever goes unpunished. I want you to know that. It is the fact of the matter. No matter how much good I have ever done, I have found people who find a way to make it ugly. And they do it in such wonderful ways, you know, ways, creative ways that I would never have thought possible. So here it is. Be true to your heart. Find your heart and be true to it. That's all you can do. Find your heart and then be true to your heart. If you follow your heart, your authentic heart, not your emotional heart, your authentic heart, and you're able to move forward in that, you're able to see the value of it and how it can bless you in so many different ways, then you come to a very, very special place that most people never come to. You come to the place where the goodness of your being resides. This goodness means so much. Really, it does. This goodness supersedes anything you've ever had in your life, ever believed in, ever known. This goodness is your heart, your soul, your essence. It is your everything. And once you understand what this heart, soul, and essence is, that is when something of the other shore begins to arise in you. And you start to realize the bigger picture of your life beyond the concepts of what you've been taught and told is real. Reality is only from the heart. It is not from the head. Reality does not exist as a belief, as a theory. Reality exists as the way of the heart. And once you set that heart free to do the work it needs to do in you as a motivating force, that is when something interesting begins to arise in you. You begin to live, act, have your whole being in something called compassion and love. This compassion and love is an amazing, amazing thing. It allows you to give and forgive. It allows you to actually change the way you and I operate in this world, where we are not living according to the matter of what we believe in, but to live in the manner of our own spirit. Few people live in the manner of their spirit. They live according to the pretext and the context of their ego, vanity, pride. You can know these people very well because generally you find them attractive and you find them sensible, and you can look at them and think to yourself, well, that makes sense. That's the kind of person I am or I want to be. And when you see that, you can know you are failing in your life and failing within yourself. It is only when you come to agree with the disagreement of the heart that you find the meaning of your life in yourself. I gotta go. I'm late. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. thank you for all of your questions. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.